Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
One of the biggest hurling rivalries of recent years, the Rebels are once again taking on the Daisha. And while we're hoping we don't give them another shot at the Liam McCarthy Cup, we should give them credit for one of the strangest sayings in the English language. Back in the day, the Vikings were so fierce, they forced Waterford natives into paying Argad Shroina or be subjected to denazification, i.e. have their noses cut off. And hence, this is where the expression to pay through the nose comes from. Also from Waterford, the blah and Keith Barry.
I'm Keith Barry.
Oh, hey, Keith. Just talking about you.
I can read or implant thoughts and influence behavior.
Okay.
Did you know your mind can be hacked?
No, but I doubt it.
I understand and use these signals to get inside your head.
What signals? Get out of my head, Keith Barry. This day in 1969, and Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins are released from a three-week quarantine after their successful moon landing. But one of the things that needed to be scrubbed off during the quarantine was moon dust, gathered in the creases of the astronauts' spacesuits, and said to be similar in smell to gunpowder. This has baffled scientists ever since, as moon dust and gunpowder have no similar compounds. Bit of sympathy for the moonwalkers, though, as many of them could still taste the pungent smell of the 4 billion year old moon dust for years after returning to Earth. 4 billion years old? I'd say it was fairly pungent, alright. And lastly for now, and staying with all things astral, did you know that the band Foo Fighters got their name from the Second World War? Yes, during WW2, Allied pilots reported seeing UFOs and various aerial phenomena in the skies, and collectively these became known as Foo Fighters. Since forming in 1994, Dave Grohl and co. have continued to use UFO-styled imagery as artwork throughout their career.
Sure, we always knew they were spacers.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.